You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Hi there, it's Eve here. Today is day 4 of my favorite Radio Headspace episodes, and I'm going to discuss the doubting mind. So doubt is considered to be one of the top 5 obstacles to meditation, and I think it's because we're constantly evaluating ourselves. When it comes to meditation, there's this sense that if the mind isn't quiet, it means you aren't doing it right. That can very easily become a negative feedback loop. I wrote about this topic because, legitimately, when I was asked to make Radio Headspace, my first thought was, I won't be able to do this. And I really underestimated trying something new and giving it a go. I think a good way to think about negative self-talk is to consider what you would say to a friend who is experiencing a lot of doubt. Like if Eve was my friend and she was scared to make the show, what would I say to that friend? And that's where I was coming from when I wrote this episode. I hope you enjoy it.
Headspace Studios.
Hi there, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about our doubting mind, as I think it's something that shows up in all of us. And I was reflecting when I was asked to be one of the hosts of this podcast, and my immediate internal response was, oh gosh, I'm never going to be able to do that. Wow, they've got the wrong person here. And there it was, the doubting mind. And I bring this up because I think this is something that happens in life more than we realize. That little doubting mind sneaks its way into lots of areas of our life, almost as if it just hums away in the background without us realizing. And over time, it can really impact our self-esteem and our confidence. So in the traditional sense, and how it was taught to me in my training, doubt is considered to be one of the biggest obstacles or hindrances to practicing and learning about meditation. And that's because it shows up in all areas of our life. Now, some of that is for a good reason. We sometimes need to sense check things and to make sure what we're doing is both safe and good for us. But most of the time, doubt shows up in ways that are not helpful. And it got me thinking about when I teach meditation sessions. And one of the most common questions, or maybe even statements I get, is, how do I know if I'm doing it right? Or I don't think I'm doing it right. And then it's very easy to see how these questions then also show up in our daily life, as they did when I was asked to do this podcast. I had to remind myself, what would I say to someone who asked these questions in a meditation session? What reassurances would I have given them? Well, I would start out by saying, try not to think about it as right or wrong, as that can create labels that are not helpful. Instead, see what feels most comfortable to you. For example, if you need to adjust your posture, go ahead and do that. Or if you find that your mind is wandering a lot, just remind yourself you're not trying to stop all thoughts and that your mind is just busy today. You're not doing anything wrong. Or perhaps if someone said, I don't think I'll be any good at this, I might say, well, why don't we start with a short session and you can just see how you feel. And I share this with you because I think so often when doubt arises in the mind, we're very quick to fuel it with more doubt. And then very quickly, we've created a much bigger scenario or storyline in our mind, and that inner voice is in overdrive. Ultimately, doubts are thoughts. They are not fixed objects within our mind, and that means we can work with it. We can investigate it. So if you find you are doubting a lot, and maybe it is on a regular basis, don't worry if that is the case. First, try to step back and recognize they are thoughts. They don't define you. And perhaps name the feeling or the sensation in the body and just unpack it a bit. Break it down and try to come at it from a different angle. Now, that could be offering some kind words to yourself, like, I can do this and I will do it in the best way that I can. If doubts arise during a meditation session, try reminding yourself that it's okay that my mind is busy. I am showing up for myself today. We deeply underestimate ourselves. And actually, when we let go of the doubting mind, we see that our own individual unique ways of doing things are often what makes them so special. I know it can feel hard to let go of doubt, as in many cases, these patterns of thinking have probably been around for a long, long time. But gently and over time, through learning to work with the mind in meditation and mindfulness, by being more aware and present of our thoughts, we can learn to change our relationship to doubt and reframe those storylines in our mind. I'll leave it there for today. I hope you found this helpful, and I'll see you back here really soon.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.